The backlog is made up of documents that are at least 25 years old. Under a process first set up during the Clinton administration, the records were supposed to be automatically released as long as they didn't contain information that could compromise modern-day national security. But passing that hurdle turned out to be easier said than done. As David Mangle, the deputy director of NARA's National Declassification Center, says, an ineffective interagency process caused the records to pile up.
There was a lack of standardization of declassification guidance, agencies protecting different types of information. We saw a lack of coordination between the agencies in equity review. One agency reviewing their records wasn't necessarily briefed on the types of information that belonged to another agency, so they weren't always protecting it the way they should have been. And there were a lot of ad hoc decision making that was being done at the time. So the old QA process led to a series of re-reviews. One agency would review, another agency would review for their equities, and so on. It got into this cycle where nothing was getting through the QA process, or very little was getting through the QA process. This would not work given the new mandate by the president.
The new mandate came in the form of a 2009 executive order. It created the National Declassification Center and gave agencies until 2013 to solve the quality assurance problem and clear the backlog. Cheryl Schenberger, NDC's director, says the redesigned process has been a success so far.
We've currently completed quality assurance sampling on 191 million pages. Right now it's 194 million pages, which is 52% of the backlog. Those are the records that are off the re and re-review merry-go-round. They don't get seen again. They're done.
But quality assurance is only one type of examination that has to happen with the classified documents. The 2009 executive order specified that records should be withheld if they contain information that could expose human intelligence sources or nuclear secrets that could be employed by enemies today. Schenberger says many agencies have failed to adhere to legal requirements to screen their documents for nuclear secrets before sending them to NARA. That's created an extra step in the review process and forced the NDC to dedicate extra personnel to review records page by page. Almost a third of the backlog is going to require that level of review, and because of that, NARA's not sure agencies will meet the 2013 deadline. Robert Warrington, the director of the CIA's declassification branch, says it was immediately clear that the 2013 deadline would be a heavy lift for his agency and involve managing risk. Millions of records that were supposed to have been referred to his agency to check for CIA equities never were. That process would now have to be handled by CIA staff detailed to the NDC.
To achieve the executive order's goals while contending with sizable amounts of missed equity, CIA invested significant sums to increase its presence at the National Declassification Center, more than doubling the number of reviewers on its declassification team at NDC. We established the Records Equity Assessment Program, or REAP, to organize and concentrate our efforts. REAP's function is to review substantial quantities of backlogged records and perform a quality assurance evaluation for missed CIA equity. REAP, moreover, is where the philosophy of managing risk by targeting resources comes together. Records of the U.S. Army's Assistant Chief of Staff for Intelligence, for example, are of much greater interest to us than the records of the U.S. Army's Quartermaster Corps.
At the Department of Energy, which is responsible for screening documents for nuclear secrets, the experience was much the same, according to that agency's Director of Document Reviews, Kenneth Stein.
First thing is to increase the resources. Prior to the President's December 29th memo, 2009, we had a workforce of only 7 reviewers. We ramped up to 35 reviewers, factor of 5. The other thing is we looked at the way we're reviewing the collections, and we decided to take a very aggressive risk management approach, a sampling that is targeting certain boxes within collections which we believe would have our equity in it. And by doing so, we have made a significant increase in the amount of throughput in our system. I don't call this initially a culture change, I call it more of an engineering decision, as to how to handle a problem of getting the most identified with the least amount of resources. With 35 individuals, as I said, we have already cleared 130 million pages worth of materials.
Stein says Energy has also created an entirely electronic workflow process. Classified documents are managed in a SharePoint repository and moved from staffer to staffer without using paper, and the department is working on ways to have machines assist human reviewers with the document examination process itself.
We have come to the realization that it's extremely costly to do bracketing review manually. And we're also concerned about, in the future, the inundation will take place from the emails being generated by the federal government. I have a little workstation set up in my office where we have a little platform, breadboard, you might want to call it, where we're processing Department of State telegrams that were generated in 1978 and 1979. We set up a nice electronic filter, loaded up with a word search of about 1,000 words, and from that we'll be able to call out about 30,000 out of the 500,000 to be looked at by reviewers. That we can actually start to have a hybrid between man and machine in review of documents, and eventually, possibly, perhaps before I retire in about 8 years or so, that we will come to a point where we actually can take man out of the loop, okay, and actually have pure electronic processing of documents.
Until then, the process will be labor-intensive and somewhat slow. Even with the improved business processes and added staff, NDC and agencies have gone through each layer of the declassification review process on only 51 million pages since the center was stood up at the end of 2010. 82% of those pages have been released to the public rather than withheld. But Schenberger says the process is getting much faster. The center processed a million pages a month in 2011. So far this year, it's up to 5 million. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.